Good afternoon. My name is Jerry Scott, and I will be your hearing officer for today. The Prescott Administrative Hearing for November 6, 2024 will now be called to order. We do want the defendants to know that these proceedings are being recorded and are on the record. As we go through the hearing proceedings, the defendant will come up to the enclosed table and chair when your case is called. All defendants will have an affirmation of truth, as will each officer. The code enforcement officer will read the case number and describe the violation or violations as may be, as well as the pertinent facts regarding the case. Then the defendant will have an opportunity to speak. The administrative hearing officer, being me, will make the decision based upon the evidence presented. The defendant will sign, date, and be given a copy of the judgment with instructions of what to do next. If you are ordered to appear at a later hearing date, that information will also be included on the judgment. You have the right to an appeal of the judgment to the Prescott City Court within 20 days from the date of this decision and a filing fee as determined by the City Court. The Prescott City Court's review will be an evaluation of the record of this proceeding, including exhibits or evidence as presented on record today. We will now go forward with the affirmation. All those that will be testifying today, will you please stand and raise your right hand? I have two people still sitting. If you're a defendant, please stand. Okay. Do you affirm under penalty of perjury that the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I will.
Yes. All right, thank you. Our first case number BE2308-074, address being 103 San Carlos, and property owner being listed as Melanie Gallo. There you go. Okay, and who do I have presenting this case?
Will West, Community Development Operations Manager.
All right, and will you please proceed with the details of this case?
This is a civil citation department case BE2308-074, 103 San Carlos. This citation is for constructing an awning in the public right-of-way. The initial investigation was in August of 2023. It was posted on site in November of 2023. We got information about a new mailing address in January of 2024, and a new citation letter was sent. Final citation letter sent August 29th, 2024. And then we granted an extension to this on 10-1-24, giving the defendant an opportunity to move it because they had provided us information that they had a contractor who was prepared to move it for them.
Okay. And so, Ms. Gallo, that would be you.
Yes, sir. All right. Yeah, I don't live at this residence, so I didn't get the notification until they sent it to my primary residency earlier this year. And then I was having a lot of challenges first, when we had this installed, we did have different markers for our property line on our property. But then we had it resurveyed again, and now they're quite different. It even goes behind our property onto a radio station where they have like a big parking lot built, goes into that structure. So something is a little off with that, but had a lot of difficulties trying to find somebody to be able to move this. Had a lot of people cancel on us earlier this year because of the inclement weather. We did find a contractor to move it, I've already paid for it. I'm just waiting for them to schedule it. It was back on 9/23, and that's the receipt that I submitted. I contacted them again on Monday, and they won't come out. It's a national company until they have, like, so many, I guess, you want to call them, like, things they have to do in the area or something. So they're, like, they said they were doing it from Chino Valley to Prescott, Prescott Valley, and, like, Dewey was their area. So I'm at this point, I'm just waiting for the contractor to be able to move it. But this was signed off by the city. We did have somebody come out to our house in 2019 after it was installed and review it and sign off on it. This has been there since 2019.
Okay, so my first question is, who is the contractor of record?
American Steel.
And do you have documentation of the sign off or the approval inspection?
Yeah, it was finalized, I believe, in August of 2019. Yeah, it was 8/23/2019.
I would like to have a copy of that so I can see what she's looking
and
at.
And I came into the city office. It was the week of Labor Day and spoke to somebody because I wasn't understanding how this was signed off. And then 5 years later now, it's become an issue.
Right. If you will hand that to Mr. West, he's going to bring me a copy or bring that up here. I will make a quick copy of it.
Always run it over to admin.
Have your iPad.
Take a picture.
You bring up the permit record and it's not square.
Oh. Yeah. Yes, we can.
Okay.
Yeah, I can run it over to the admin over here. Here you go.
Size technology.
We had the B1907.
All right, Mr. West, you're more familiar with these, I'm going to assume. Can you tell me what you're seeing on this?
So this is the permit application. Just kind of what the permit application is. We take in what the applicant says they're going to build. We review it for code compliance and issue them a permit. And then depending on what type of permit is, we'll go out and do reviews or inspections on the permit after it's been issued. For this particular type of permit, our inspections would be if the foundation was poured properly, if the building they were building is what they said it was going to be building. But we usually would rely on the contractor to build it where they say they're going to build it. If the permit application came in and the site plan that was provided to us showed that the building was going to be built in the right of way, we would not approve the permit. because we haven't had a chance to provide all the documentation for this because we just got this today, I don't have a copy of the site plan in a physical format that I can show you. I do have a copy of it on this iPad if you'd be interested in seeing it, but because I can't provide you a copy, I don't know that that's appropriate. The site plan that was provided shows that the carport that was installed was going to be built to the setback line, not in the right-of-way. So the carport was not constructed where it was intended to be. The permit was final because the carport was built to code, not because it was built where it was designed.
So you have, I'm sorry, you got to repeat that little part again about the, what you have on the iPad is the original plan documentation?
Correct. So on the iPad, we, in addition to having this, this is with one page of a four-page permit, we have the entire plan set that was submitted for construction.
Okay.
We probably could get a copy of that printed in the next 15 minutes if you would like, and we can submit it.
And where the location of the awning is currently is in the right-of-way, and so it's not on the original plans of the building structure, it is actually moved over. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
If I were to present you with the record, it will show that the carport was intended to be built 37 feet from the front property line, not in over crossing the property line. The plan set that was provided actually shows the carport being built in line with the front of the house. And I think that the photos will indicate that it was built significantly in front of the house.
And yes, actually, the photos do demonstrate that because of the positioning of where it is. And you have a copy of the photos as
mm-hmm.
well. So you can see where it's...
Correct. Part of it is over the fence and part of it is like over the house.
Right. And too far, I guess, forward from where it should have been.
From this picture.
So that would be why we have the violation, the citation.
Right. And, I was trying to get information while somebody came out to the house. His name was Don, and signed off on it. But I've already hired a contractor to push it back. I'm just waiting for them to schedule it.
So, kind of in a dilemma, what I would, I'm going to ask for recommendations from the city at the moment, and then I will make a determination from there.
So because of the length of time that this violation has been on our record, we would like a fine. Assessed for the project, but because we do understand that she did build it with a permit, a valid permit. It was built in the wrong place. So we would like the ability to waive all or a portion of that if they can get it moved in a reasonable amount of time.
Well, that's kind of what I was thinking. So do you have an actual scheduled date for
no,
when
that's,
they...
That's what I'm still waiting for, is the actual scheduled date, because they won't come to this area until they have a certain number of jobs to do.
Okay.
And so I've been waiting now for, gosh, I think it's going on almost 6 weeks. It's been since September. And I spoke to them again on Monday. So I'm kind of in a bit of a pickle because I've paid for it, and I'm just waiting for them to actually do the work. I did contact Sandy with the Yavapai Contractors Association to try to find somebody local, and I've even sent her pictures of it and everything, and there was nobody local who would do it.
Yeah, that's a problem that a lot of people run into. Mr. Wesson, in your experience, or in our community development experience, what is the potential likelihood of contractors getting in gear and getting everything done, basically a time frame that you could speak to from experience?
I think that because the nature of projects varies so much, I could not give you a good answer.
I'm going to grab my little calendar out here.
I'm all about the holidays. I think that January is reasonable.
Okay, we've got a lot of holidays coming up, so trying to figure things out around this. So for this, what I'm going to do for the judgment is it is a $250 fine. Half of it will be waivable if you can be in full compliance by January 2nd of 2025 by 1 p.m. If you keep in contact with them, if there's any delays, we can try and work around that. If you're not in compliance by that date, for whatever on your part, that would put you on the January 8th, 2025 hearing. But again, if there's little things, as long as you keep in contact and communication, we can work around as much as possible. But I'm giving you a lot of leniency on this simply for the fact of contractors.
I was hoping they would have done it already, to be honest. Yeah. I do. It's buried in there somewhere.
Did I use up all your paper? I'm sorry. I was overly testing.
I know, but I hit it, the ding ding, and I wouldn't do it, so I hit it again. I'm like, oh no!
Oh, when you're listening to it?
Yeah. The fantastic 10-minute break in the transcript. we use the mimeograph machines?
So that is your copy of the judgment that gives you your time frame.
How do I pay it?
And if you get a date, can you please email us?
Yeah, I'll let you know as soon as I've been calling them.
So payments are generally done at the community development building, and it's usually a 30-day thing. If I'm correct. So because we have a compliance date, that 30 days actually takes place after the as of the compliance date. Oh. So that way, because I wouldn't have you pay it in full now, if you're in compliance by then you're half waived.
Okay.
So it's just easier to do it.
Okay, I didn't know if you wanted half now or what.
Sure. $1 million.
We'll split it equally.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So
I'll just scoot back that carport while you're at it. Yeah.
So that's it. And hopefully we can get this remedied right away.
Okay.
And you're good. All right.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you coming in.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised how many times a defendant doesn't show.
I've been trying to move it since I found out about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, in here, our defendants show it's other jurisdictions I have problems with. Ah. So. And I'm moving on to the next case, number CE2401-019, address being 732 Dameron Drive, and property owners being listed as Caesar and Aspen Isles. Are you Aspen?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, Officer Starr, will you please proceed with the details of this case?
This is case CE2401-019, 732 Dameron Drive. For general accumulation nuisance and weeds, brush, and other vegetation in the backyard. We have photos that were taken this morning of the very, very large dirt pile that is now encroaching into the alley, and the 4 or 5 foot tall weeds and piles of wood and debris in the backyard that have still been there since the case was opened. They did partially do some of the stuff. There were more violations at the time when we first did it, but those were all vacated way before this. I had to post on the home because the mail kept coming back. So I did do a posting on the home last month. Twice, two postings, a final notice and then the citation.
And the pictures from this morning?
And the pictures from this morning. They should be in your packet. There should be two pictures.
Oh, if I look.
Yep, sorry about that. Should be the last two pages.
Okay. Okay, so Aspen, please tell me what's going on here.
I've been slowly working on it, on my backyard, as much as I can. Just these last 2 months, I couldn't do much, because things hit the fan really bad at home, and like I haven't been focused on my backyard because I'm dealing with other problems at the moment. And I know it's getting bad, and I'm trying to do this, but I can't. It's hard for me to do it by myself. But I am slowly, very, very slowly working on this as much as I can.
So have you tried to reach out to, like, some of the different organizations and agencies out there to try and see if you can get some help? Either, like, I know some of the churches do a cleanup crew. I know that we have some resources that we have utilized for the city. Have you tried reaching out to anybody?
My main focus is to take care of my kids. Because of, like, probation and DCS, and my husband's on the run, so I'm dealing with, like, backlash from everything that's been happening.
And have you done any reaching out to anybody in our community development or code enforcement to try and?
Not really. I'm just trying to, when and if I can, do the backyard. I'm trying, but I haven't reached out to anybody.
Okay, sometimes things are a little overwhelming. I realize that. And okay, do you have, like, have you had family or possibly neighbors that might have been willing to help you with some of this or offered?
I've been asking one of my in-laws to help me because there's some things that I had to get done inside the house as well. So he's been helping me inside, and I told him that I've been getting these letters in the mail and that I need help with mainly the dirt pile, because I know that's kind of important to take care of. So he said there are people coming to help me with the dirt pile, and I just need to get numbers. And he knew of a number that my husband used to take care of the dirt pile. So he's slowly figuring that out. He said eventually people are going to come to take, like, bits and pieces of the dirt pile over time. And I know none of these answers are good enough, and we're just trying to get it done.
So, real quick one is, I'm going to ask kind of some random questions here. One of them is, why are you not accepting your mail?
I haven't. Yes, I receive this, but I do receive mail, and I do live at the 732 Dameron address. Sometimes I don't know how to respond to certain things because I have a reading disability, so it's hard for me to understand. Like, obviously, I can understand the pictures and, like, why I'm getting sighted, but sometimes it's hard for me to read and understand mail. And my husband doesn't, he speaks English, but this English is his second language, so he doesn't understand a lot either. So if I didn't get the mail in my mailbox, then I'm sorry. I probably brought it inside and just kind of like, I read it, but didn't like read too much into it.
Well, our records are indicating that we've had a lot of the mail that just keeps coming back.
I never turned mail back. I never sent mail back from you guys or anybody.
Certified letters. The little pink slip that comes that's saying you have a letter that that the mailbox is trying to give to you. If you don't sign that,
I did get a pink thing.
The post office usually leaves it in your mailbox, and if you don't sign it, then after three attempts, they send it back to us, and it's considered refused.
I didn't get a pink thing.
Aspen, do you mind if I call your mom and see if she minds getting somebody over there to help you out?
I'm not talking to my mom at the moment.
Okay. That's why I don't want to interfere in your family business.
Well, it's fine.
But I did want to reach out. I'm good friends with your parents.
Okay. So. Yeah,
my parents are well-known people in the community.
Recommendations from the city?
$250 fine. To be cleaned up by December 4th, to be waived in full if it can get done by December 1st or December 4th.
December 4th is our next hearing date. So December 1st would be?
Yes. December, that would make it
a Sunday.
Yeah. It would be, what would that be then? The 29th, December 29th. Do we want to push because of holiday? January.
How long what's the case number?
24. Since January.
It's a lot. No, I don't.
Can't do that. December 29th is a Friday, correct? No, November 29th. November 29th is a Friday for reinspection. Sorry. Calendar keeps going.
Yeah, I know.
That's kind of why I like my little physical one. Mm-hmm. We also do have resources. If you reach out to me, you can try to give them a call, and they might come at least trim the weeds and take the junk, and then you can slowly move the dirt pile around. Because the dirt pile just needs smoothed out. You can just move it into your yard. It's just encroaching in the alley. It's starting to push out into the alley.
Okay.
Wendy?
Mm-hmm.
How much waivable on the fine did you request, if in full compliance?
If in full compliance, we can do a full waive.
Okay. Okay, so Aspen, what I'm going to do, I'm going to follow with our city recommendation. So there is a $250 fine, but it will be fully waivable, a zero amount, if you can be in full compliance and have everything taken care of by the November 29th date. And I'm going to put that at 2 p.m. So we would come in and they'd re-inspect the property at that point in time. And if you're in full compliance on that, then we don't have to worry about any fines being done and or you having to come back. If you are not in compliance by that date and time, and you don't have the items taken care of, then you will be here for our December 4th hearing. I actually have written on the order here that I want you to check with resources, being like some of the people and organizations that we have worked with, as well as maybe your local churches and things like that, if somebody can help you clean up. The dirt pile is an easy one, because if you just have somebody who has the ability to flatten it out and smooth out the dirt instead of leaving a ginormous mound, that'll fix that problem right there. The weeds and the other issues that are there, again, you should be able to get help doing this, especially if you're trying to do it on your own, because you don't have to do it on your own. You can contact people that can help you with this, whether it's with our organizations that we're aware of, or even, like I said, if you have a local church or whomever you were speaking to before, your relative that said that they know some people to help, use them. And don't ever be afraid to ask for help when you need it. This is one of those things that when a person needs help, pride gets in the way or fear gets in the way. Ask for help, because it in the long run makes things better for you, and it's not something to be embarrassed or upset about. So when you have the opportunity or ability to get some help from people, accept it. Okay? So anytime somebody can offer assistance with you, you know, kind of use that. So if we can hopefully get this done by the deadline, you won't come back in, okay?
Is there a way we can push it back the time to like 3 or 4? Because I get off of work at 1. And I just want to be able to...
Our court date's at 1. It's set.
Oh, on the 29th?
On the other.
Yeah. Compliance date?
Yeah.
I can do it to 3.
Okay.
It's the holiday anyway, so we wouldn't look at it till Monday, December for December. Yeah, I didn't realize it was Thanksgiving. Sorry.
Yeah, lovely holidays.
They do.
Don't they?
Yeah, we wouldn't look at it until the second anyway. We stopped doing inspections around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, so we'll just put it on the end of the day that day. But, I mean, Thanksgiving weekend, if you could get it cleaned up, that'd be awesome.
So we'll move it till December 2nd for compliance date?
Yeah.
All right. That buys you a little extra time.
Thank you.
Gentleman here, and he'll at least clean your weeds and maybe get the junk out of the way or put your wood in the backyard, and then you can work on the dirt pile. Okay. made one copy, so I will email you a copy.
He only made one copy, so I'll email
you. Perfect. So, Aspen, if you can get right on that as soon as possible, that'll help. And like I said, reach out to Officer Wendy or our community development, as well as everybody else you can think about, and get this done. And so I've given you some leniency and a little extra time to work on this, okay?
Thank you.
And I appreciate you coming in. So, and don't worry. Things are going to get better. They usually do.
I hope so.
They will. Okay, moving on to our next case, number CE2405-006, address being 2702 Willow Creek Road, and property owner being listed as Tally Properties LLC. For the record, property owner or representative is not present. And so, will it be Tander or George that'll be presenting? Tander, please proceed with the details of this case.
This case is CE2405-006, location 2702 Willow Creek Road. The concern is LDC 259 recreational vehicle parking / storage. This case was originally opened May 15th was the initial inspection. Reinspection occurred in June 17th. They were given an extension in July 22nd because one of the trailers was moved. It, upon reinspection 10-4 of 2024, the trailer that had been moved back. So now both trailers are still in violation. And final inspection today, you have the pictures provided. They are still not in the setback.
So the basic setback, if I'm correct, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, by looking at the visuals, is that the trailers need to be back by the fence line at the very least?
No, they have to be 30 feet back from the inside curb.
All right, so where I'm looking is probably about 8 to 10 feet. I got it. And they have not really been in communication?
I did reach out to them. Let's see here. On 7/26/2024. And their response was that they were leasing the property, and they, quote, you need to send them the threatening letters.
Yes, I saw that.
Which we did inform them that they are the owner of the property and still have to follow the rules of the city.
All right, recommendation from the city on this.
Now it's my turn.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, because it's a dual thing. You said Tander was going, so I'm sorry.
No, George, it's okay.
Please add to this.
So I'm George Worley. I'm the planning manager for the city, for the record. based on the fact that they started to comply and then intentionally uncomplied by moving the trailer back on site, our recommendation is a $1,000 fine. If they move the trailers by the time of the next hearing, perhaps you could reduce that by half. And of course, a failure to appear.
Okay, so again, we have a holiday issue to worry about, to work with.
I think this is a little different circumstances in that they are trailers. A pickup truck can move them. It's not something that would require a contractor or, as in the last case, some additional help. Anyone with a pickup truck could move those trailers back to where they belong.
So you guys are going to be out of office 28th and 29th, is that correct? All right.
It's basically the same compliance date as for the last one, so the December 2 for us to verify.
Yeah. Oh, I could do it the 27th instead, which I'm thinking would be,
I think that would be reasonable.
Very reasonable. So what I'm doing on this judgment, yes, it is a default for no show. We're going to have to make a copy.
That one, there's nobody here. I'm not going.
Okay. So $1,500 fine. That includes the default. half would be waivable if they are in full compliance by November 27th at 12 p.m. Otherwise, they'll have to be present for the December 4th hearing. And then moving on, we have, I see that there's no other cases before this court. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. Then being that there are no other cases on this docket or before this court is adjourned.